Our scripture for today is taken from Romans. If you would turn with me to the book of Romans. Now, for those who may not know, where is the book of Romans? Is it in the Old or the New Testament? The New Testament. So if you turn to the back third of your Bible, and it's literally just maybe a third of the Bible, and you'll turn through the Gospels and then the book of Acts, and then you will find the book of Romans. Romans chapter 8. While you're looking for that, you know, there's a skeptic in every one of us. Life's circumstances and inconsistencies, they beg for answers that many times we just simply don't have. True faith is acting in the tension between doubt and belief, stepping out with only a mustard seed of surety. So let's turn to Romans chapter 8. Weston, if you could follow along on this, that would be awesome. Once you find that, would you close the Bible on your finger and stand with me? Let's raise these Bibles high above our heads and say our Bible pledge. This is my Bible. I am what it says I am. I can do what it says I can do. I can have what it says I can have. Today I will be taught the Word of God. I boldly confess that my mind is alert and my heart is receptive. I am about to receive the incorruptible, indestructible, ever-living seed of the Word of God. I will never be the same. Never, never, never. I will never be the same. In Jesus' name, amen. Please remain standing with me as we read Romans chapter 8, verses 37 through 39. The Apostle Paul said, "No, in all these things we are more than conquerors through Him who loved us. For I am convinced that neither death nor life, nor angels, nor rulers, nor things present, nor things to come, nor powers, nor height, nor depth, nor anything else in all creation will be able to separate us from the love of God in Christ Jesus our Lord." Here ends the reading of God's holy word. Thanks be to God. Please be seated. How many here have a hard time believing that this actually is Easter? That's where I am. I mean, I have to admit, if it weren't for the fun and amazing Seder meal that Deanna talked about and the party that we had Thursday and the deeply moving Good Friday service this last Friday, I really don't know if I would be ready for Easter. I've just had a hard time getting in the Easter mode this year. Anybody else in that boat, or am I the only one sailing that ship this morning? All right, I'm the only one? All right. Sometimes life gets in the way of our celebrations, and when you worship, when you're like this and you worship, you know Jesus is in the house, but yet you don't know if Jesus is in the house. You understand what I'm saying? You know Jesus is supposed to be in the house, but sometimes you just don't feel like Jesus is in the house. Now, if you were here for the Good Friday service, you were reminded that Easter is really about a tragic, untimely death. Many times we do forget that. Many times we get into the family gatherings, the dinners, and the Easter egg hunts, and we forget that we, all of us, killed the Creator of the universe this last Friday night. All right, let's all look at Brad. He's doing an awesome job picking that up. Thank you, Brad. Thank you very much, seriously. So, last Friday night, humanity killed the Creator of the universe. And now we have to understand, we didn't just kill the Creator of the universe, we made sure that He was a bloody mess before He hung on the cross. We made sure of it. But see, many of us always want to get past and forget that. We want to forget what we did to Christ that night. And we want to get right to the part where God forgives us, don't we? Yeah, we want to get right to the part where God forgives us. And with His mighty power, He raised Jesus Christ from the dead and He overcame sin and death. Praise God! Yeah. But you know what? Easter is nothing if we don't remember what Friday night was.